Now, senior management from the communications firm AIR have been appearing before the Oireachtas Communications Committee this morning, responding to ongoing complaints of poor customer service. Last week, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the Minister for Communications, Eamon Ryan, met AIR and Vodafone to express their dissatisfaction with both companies' customer care services. This report from Tony Meskell of our political staff.
Every person working at AIR, from the 1,000 field engineers to our retail staff and care agents in Sligo, Cork and Limerick, hears these stories from families, friends and neighbours, and we're all disappointed at the service levels we have offered.
For months, AIR has been subjected to criticism from customers and even senior politicians over their customer service. Today, the company's CEO, Carolyn Lennon, was before the Oireachtas Transport and Communications Networks Committee. She blamed COVID-19 and remote working for much of the disruption.
Am I surprised at the high level of complaints? No, because I've been getting them myself. We've been dealing with them all summer. The reason AIR gets a lot more complaints than everybody else is because it's our network. We have almost a million customers on that network.
I'm sorry, Ms. Lennon.
But that is a fact.
The committee was told that average call wait times for customers contacting AIR reached half an hour. This compares to wait times of 5 minutes prior to the pandemic. The companies say that this has now reduced to 10 minutes and they aim to achieve a call wait time of 5 minutes by Christmas. However, committee chair Kieran O'Donnell outlined some of the grievances that he's heard from AIR customers.
I've had various people on to me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
One lady, a restaurateur, her fixed line went down last March. It's still not repaired. She continued to be billed. Eventually, she had to stop the standing orders. We have a litany of them.
Remote working proved problematic for AIR. As a result, the company lost AC staff between March and July of this year. Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley described it as shocking.
That's enormously high. What are you paying them per hour?
Well, we pay at the medium. So we pay our salaries between 21 and 23,000 plus bonuses. We're the only contact centre that I'm aware of in Ireland that pays sick pay, that pays maternity benefits, that pays paternity benefits. These jobs are designed to attract people and keep them.
Okay. Well, quite frankly, maybe I shouldn't be a surprise then if the wage levels are that low.
Politicians also said that some constituents are frustrated that they cannot get AIR broadband services despite living close to a connection point. The company said that they wish AIR could connect these customers, but the baton has now been handed over to National Broadband Ireland. Sinn Féin's Darren O'Rourke asked if AIR would consider a gesture of goodwill to customers by granting a month's waiver to pensioners. AIR CEO Carolyn Lennon told him that wouldn't be happening.
I think you're well in a position to do it, and it would be some gesture of acknowledgement.
So I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not going to do that. And I don't think we need to do that, and I'm not going to do that. So I'm not going to pretend that I'm going to do it, because that would be disrespectful to you.
Why not?
Because we don't need to do that. We need to fix customer service.
And that report from the Oireachtas Communications Committee from Tommy Meskell.